Okay, hello everyone, and yes, I'm going to be doing my AMA now. So thank you very much for all your questions, first of all. Let's get stuck in. So first one, why did you start recording for Gonwald Audio? So originally I've been lurking quite a lot for GWA, and all my housemates actually went away on holiday at the same time. It just transpired, and I had lots of recording equipment from just different bits and pieces that I'd been doing before, and I just thought, you know what, screw it, they're all away, I think I'll give this a go, why not? And I did it, and it is strangely very, very addictive, and it has really, really kind of just been actually very beneficial to my life. So it's been great starting recording, and it was really just the opportunity that nobody was in the house. So yeah, I just kind of thought, let's go for it, and that was why I started. And the thing that keeps me going, is the next question, is, I don't know, the comments. I like hearing comments, and I like getting feedback from people. I like hearing what it does to them, you know, mentally and emotionally and physically. And yes, people saying, you know, that was really good, I really enjoyed it, is excellent as well, but the thing which really pushes my buttons is hearing how it affects people. So that is one of the things that keeps me going. You know, occasionally I'll get comments on the posts, or I'll get private messages and stuff, and that is without a doubt probably the thing which definitely excites me and encourages me the most to do it. So so that's the thing which really is it for me. And I appreciate all the people who've sent me private messages and commented on my posts already. So I mean, it's not about the upvotes, it's just actually about the comments for me. So thank you to all those people who have messaged me and commented before. And I guess that's kind of where I was coming from whenever I made that post, that orange envelope, that one, which quite a few of you have listened to. So yeah, that was kind of inspired by the whole, you know, my love of comments thing. So does anyone in real life know about your GWA career? No, nobody in my real life knows about it. In fact, the only time I really get to record is whenever all my housemates are out, which is not very often, or whenever they all go to bed. So it's generally quite late by the time I get to record. So so nobody else really knows about my GWA career, apart from all the people who contact me. Any fantasies of yours you wouldn't ever record? I don't think there would be any. I mean, I'm generally quite open to recording a lot of stuff and getting a lot of things out there, because I know that even if it's the weirdest, filthiest, nastiest thing in the world, there's going to be at least one person out there who finds it incredibly hot. So yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that I will, I mean, there's still a lot of things that I have left to record. I have about, I think, 8 or 10 ideas still, and a few requests to go. So I definitely still have lots to record and lots to fantasize about, so I don't think there's anything really off limits. I don't think so. Next up, do you like listening to your recorded voice in general? it's kind of one of those, it's necessary to, because you have to go through and listen to your recording to make sure it sounds okay and that the audio levels are right, and you've got to edit it and make sure it's okay. So I wouldn't say I actively like it, but I do it because I want it to be a good recording for anybody who's listening, and I want it to be enjoyable for them, because that's the thing which excites me the most. So I don't like listening to my voice necessarily, but I like listening to it because I know it will bring other people enjoyment, so that's probably where it comes from. What is the closest thing to me that is red? It's going to be, there is a pen knife sitting on my bedside table, so that is the closest thing that is red. It's a red Swiss Army knife. So, and for any of you who are probably wondering, no, it's not for any sort of knife play, just because it's actually just sitting there. So, tell me about the last dream you remember having. actually, this morning, I remember waking up and I was actually out with a young lady last night. So I just had a dream about our date, basically. So yeah, I just kind of dreamt about that and the experience of what we did on our date. We actually went on to a climbing wall, and it was a lot of fun. And then we went and talked afterwards and just got ice cream and stuff, and it was really nice. And I woke up this morning remembering that dream, and for some reason I was just so aroused. So yeah, and it was weird because there wasn't even anything properly sexual going on, but it was just, I don't know, guys, you know exactly what it's like. You wake up in the morning and yeah, it's just there. And ladies, you wake up in the morning and maybe look over at your significant other if they're male and go, yep, that's there. So I'm sure many of you know what I'm talking about. What is my zodiac sign? My zodiac sign is in fact Libra, and it is my birthday actually at the end of this month. So happy birthday to me at the end of September. Which fictional movie character most resembles who you are? Crap, I should have thought about these questions before I started. Fictional movie character most resembles who I am. Probably somebody who is a little bit nerdy, but still exceptionally handsome and quite dashing young gentleman. Probably have to be a little bit kind of active. I don't know, I'm trying to think. Fictional movie character? That's a difficult one. I don't know. I don't know who really kind of fits that role. If you can think of any, just leave an answer in the comments and tell me and reveal to me who you think it is. I don't know. I'll skip that one, I'll come back to it. A fictional person you think would be good in bed? Right, okay. So one of my favourite movies of all time is The Fifth Element. And I think that Mila Jovovich's character, Lulu, in that film is just incredible. She would be absolutely fantastic in bed. I mean, there are no words to the things that I think that she would do to my body. So, yeah, Lulu from The Fifth Element, played by Mila Jovovich, would be just awesome. And I guess as well, that girl from the Hunger Games movie, I can't remember what her name is. There's probably many of you shouting at your computer right now going, it's meh, whatever her name is. What's her name? It's on the tip of my tongue, I can't remember it, but you know who I mean. Those two people, probably the best fictional characters I think of right now. Something that never fails to make you horny. Do you know what? Tight jeans. Looking at a woman who has well-fitting tight jeans. I mean, she doesn't necessarily even need to be really skinny, but just like clothes that fit and are flattering for her figure, that gets me going. And a cute butt that you just want to feckin' sink your teeth into. Oh man. Yeah, that's the way to go right there. And another thing as well, something that I had noticed with a previous girlfriend was that kind of sensual, breathy whisper in your ear. It doesn't really matter what it is that's said. It's just that moment whenever they come right up close to your ear and they get really, really close and you can just hear those little kind of tiny moments whenever they inhale and exhale, and then they just say something in this breathy whisper, and oh, holy shit, just, it's one of those ones that just sends like goose, you know, it makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up and it gives you goosebumps on your arms. That just makes me want to grab a woman and throw her against some sort of hard surface and just, oh my goodness, there are no words. Where is one place you would never have sex? Anywhere where I think I would be very, very realistic to get caught. I think I have a mild exhibitionist streak, like a very mild one. But I don't know. I don't think I could. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I could have sex where I think that people would realistically catch me. I would just like the thrill of thinking that might happen. I don't even know really where I would have to consider it, but yeah, I don't think there's anywhere where I'd specifically exclude myself from it, but the thought of actually getting caught is not nice, but the thought of potentially being caught is slightly exciting. So anywhere where I would realistically get caught wouldn't be happening. What is something non-sexual that makes you horny? I don't know, just looking at, I don't know, I think women just being natural, women smiling. I mean, people walk down the street every single day and you're so absorbed in your own little world that you just kind of don't really, you don't think to to smile or to express yourself. You just think you're worried constantly about what you've got to do during the day and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And you don't really take the time to notice other people and think there's another person with their own life and their own experiences and their own thoughts and feelings and, you know, their own mood, you know, at this point in the day and, you know, the things that they're going through. So, you know, maybe it might brighten their day for us, you know, to give them a smile. And to see a woman laugh and smile is, it's so understated. So just kind of smiling and laughing and, you know, that sort of stuff with somebody, you know, even if you're just passing them in the street. I mean, I think in the past sort of month or so, I've really just begun to notice a lot more women and how actually beautiful they are. And it's just because I think my awareness of what actual beauty is has really expanded in the past month or so. It's just probably because having posted on Gone Wild Audio, I've just become, I think my kind of level of arousal and sexual desire has really increased, and it's made me be a lot more aware of, you know, what is beautiful and what is sexy and what arouses me. So, you know, that has totally expanded my worldview effectively. So, and I think the thing which leads it is a woman who smiles and laughs. So yeah. So ladies, you know, avoid what is technically known as bitchy resting face, and just smile at people as you walk down the street, and gents too, because you'll find that a lot more people will approach you and will smile back if you do. So yeah, that is something non-sexual which makes me horny, seeing a woman naturally smile and laugh. If you had a vagina for the day, what are five things you could do? Number one would clearly be wake up and go, holy shit, I've got a vagina, I actually need to touch it as much as possible. So that would be number one, lots and lots of touching. Number two would be... Oh, this is so bad. Number two would be, I wonder what I can actually fit in here. Oh, I'm a bad person. Number three would be, I need to find out what feels really good so as I can put this knowledge to very, very good and bad use, if you know what I mean. So yeah, experiment and find out what feels pleasurable, and just kind of learn more about overall anatomy, I guess, in the least clinical way possible, if you know what I mean. So yeah, lots of playing, see what I can fit in there, because it's nature's pocket. And yeah, lots of exploration and seeing what feels nice. Number four, I'm gonna assume having a vagina entails all the other reproductive organs that go along with it, and you would technically then be a woman for the day. I'm gonna skip over the whole I would jump up and down in front of a mirror just looking at my boobs thing, because I, as much as that is definitely gonna be something that'd be entertaining, feeling what it would like to be a woman in terms of the different thought processes and the emotions and feelings that go through you during the day, so you can kind of have a better understanding, I guess, would be very useful. Because I think I'm good at understanding women to a certain degree, but having that sort of insight into a woman's mind would be invaluable. And guys, you know, you've probably had fights with a significant other and you just think, how in the hell did she get that in her head? Then you can kind of understand it if you were the woman. You know, if you had the vagina and all the associated parts of the day, you kind of understand that, and you could understand the thought processes and maybe understand, like, go a bit more towards, here's what I can do to help you. I mean, guys try to think, great, you know, we're men, we go out and we fix problems, but women don't want that a lot of the time. They just want to rant and be listened to and to get it out of their system, and men feel powerless sometimes to do anything, which frustrates the crap out of both people. But you know, being able to kind of understand women a bit more would be awesome. I think both for, like, in terms of relationships, both kind of romantic and non-romantic, I think would be useful. And I guess another thing I would do is I would experience what it's like to be a woman for the day, and have to probably go through all the dirty men looking at you and staring at you and eyeing you up and down, because I know that I do it probably as I'm, you know, going throughout my day. I probably do, I guess, objectify women a bit, and it would probably do me good to realise just how not appropriate that is. I mean, yes, there's a time and a place to objectify a woman, and sometimes she even asks for it, but yeah, treating a woman with respect, you know, and getting a bit of insight into how it actually affects her, I guess, would be useful. I'm sure that probably wasn't what you expected from this answer of, if you had a vagina for the day, what are the five things you would do? But yeah, I guess that's a bit more insightful than what you were expecting. If I woke up in the middle of the night and found myself being raped by an alien life form, what would I do? Yeah, well, first of all, I would probably go, ah, holy shit, I'm being raped by an alien life form. Question is, could I fight it off, or could I not? Because if I couldn't, I would probably just have to either A, mentally shut down because it's actually rape, or B, this is awful to say, but I'd have to try and enjoy it. Yeah, I don't know. This question's slightly awkward, can you tell? Yeah, so that one, that's the answer. Moving on. If my orgasm depended on how good food tasted as you ate it, what food would make me prematurely ejaculate? So, basically, what super tasty food would make me have an orgasm if eating food caused people to orgasm? There's this amazing, amazing sesame chicken that is my mother's secret recipe, which is just incredible. It is by far my favourite meal in the entire world. So I would have that. Although, I guess the whole concept of me eating some of my mother's cooking and having an orgasm is probably a bit strange. But yeah, let me think what else. I quite like spicy food. Like pepperoni pizza with like jalapenos and stuff is just awesome. So tasty. Oh man, I'm actually going out for pizza tomorrow night, so I'm really looking forward to it already. What else? What other foods? I have to say, I do quite like pineapple. I've started eating pineapple recently. Just, you know, getting like a wee tub of it for with my lunch. And it is just so tasty. I love chicken. Chicken would definitely cause me the orgasm. Oh, and just a perfectly cooked steak, like medium rare, with maybe some kind of like grilled mushrooms and maybe a little bit of like cracked black peppercorn sauce, with some, you know, freshly hand cut chips. And what else would I put on there? I don't know, just, oh man, just the thought of a really, really good, thick, tender steak would, oh my goodness, premature ejaculation all over the place, non-stop for about 4 hours. That would be, ah, so good. If I owned a sports team in my hometown, what would it be called? It would probably be called Mediocrity, because all the sports teams in my hometown are pretty rubbish. So yeah, Mediocrity. Sorry. Sorry if that's a bit boring, but yeah. If I could pick between a 17-wheel bicycle, a 14-engine propelled speedboat, or sex with a gorilla as a way to die, which would you pick and why? Well, 17-wheel bicycle, I'm not very good. Well, no, I'm all right at cycling. I can balance, because I actually taught myself to ride a bike as a child. I one day got my dad to take my training wheels, or stabilizers as we call them in the UK, off my bike, and taught myself to ride my bike, so I probably wouldn't die on a 17-wheel bike. 14-engine propelled speedboat. That would probably be second in the list, but the top one would have to be sex with a gorilla. And the reason why I would pick sex with a gorilla, as a way to die, would be because dying from sexual exhaustion from fucking a gorilla would be a great way to go. And yeah, you know, I'd pick the sexiest looking gorilla out there and put a nice wee pink thong on it and stuff. Yeah, I mean, she'd be really just fucking hot. So whether she would, you know, die of, I don't know, sexual exhaustion first, or I would, it would just be a good challenge, I think. Yeah. So next, what types of women do you find sexy? So in terms of shape, I do quite like, I mean, slender women, yes. Athletic women, yes. Curvy women, yes. Just, there's not even, it's not even one particular shape. It's just if that shape works for them and they can make it work for them, that's something that I find sexy. What type of hair? Hair, yes. They have to have hair. Not saying that, oh crap, this is going to sound so bad. No, I can't say that. If any of you can read between the lines, you're not going to know exactly what I was thinking. It was awful. Hair colour. I used to go for brunettes a lot, but the girl I went on a date with yesterday has blonde hair, or kind of fair hair. And yeah, and I found redheads quite attractive recently as well. So, and yeah, women with dark hair too. So really, what I'm saying is any hair colour doesn't really matter to me. What kind of temperament? I am a great proponent of, do you know what, have somebody who is a wonderful, kind, caring, compassionate, down-to-earth person with a little bit of fun in them. You know, somebody who is good with people and good with animals and good with children. you know, they don't necessarily need to have kids themselves or, you know, want kids anytime very soon. But somebody who is just nice to people and isn't afraid to talk and be social and, you know, that, but they have that kind of little glint in their eye of, I am, to quote the literary genius that is Ludacris, a lady in the street, but a freak in the bed. So, yeah, you know, she has that kind of little glint in her eye and that little bit of spark that, you know, she only brings out sometimes, or only for certain people. And that kind of temperament, that can be a little bit feisty and a little bit of a tease, I guess, that is incredibly sexy. Just, yeah. What non-sexual things you find sexy? I've done that one. The apocalypse is coming and you can only fit 5 things inside your otherwise stocked bunker. What do you save? I would fit a very eligible young woman. I'm presuming that I probably can't take that actually, so okay. She will come in the bunker with me anyway. So there we go, there is one thing saved. apocalypse is coming, you can only fit 5 things inside your otherwise stocked bunker. I think I would have to save, if I could save like the servers from Spotify, I would do that so they could have loads and loads of music to keep me entertained. Because then I could just listen to music and dance and do whatever. I would save. I would save my sister's dog because he is friggin' cute. He is just such a wee badass. He is a Grand Basset Griffon Vendine, and he's basically like a. He just looks like a teddy bear. He's just the cutest thing. He's a bit dopey, but I would save him. That's 2. I would save. I don't know. See, I'm a person of simple pleasures. I would probably save some sort of exercise equipment, actually, because I've been going to the gym for the past while, and I find myself getting quite worked up, kind of a little bit antsy, if I don't go to the gym every kind of 2 or 3 days. So, yeah, some gym equipment, whether it be machines or free weights or whatever, I'd save that. I would save. So I've got music, a dog, and some exercise equipment. I would save. I don't know, I think I need something for fun. Probably a load of books, just like a kind of entire library of just, you know, fiction and you know, kind of great literature of the world and, you know, really just interesting books about I'm quite into like psychology and stuff, so lots of books about that would just be really interesting, just so that I could have the time to kind of shut out the world from the apocalypse and just be able to sit and read for a while. So that would be really cool. And one last thing that I would be able to take would be, you guys ask difficult questions. See, why is it always 5? Why was it never 3? 3 was going to be easy to pick. I don't know. I would pick a unicycle, just because then I could learn how to unicycle, because I've never been able to do that, and why not? You're stuck in the bunker for ages and you need to learn how to do something, develop your skills. So yeah, a unicycle, just for badness. Favourite thing to see a woman wear would be Well, yeah, I've already said kind of tight figure hugging jeans. So yeah, that's probably it. That is, oh man, makes my mouth water, honestly. Yeah, just wear clothes that fit women. That's what you need to do. Just, yeah, get it done. How do I come up with the ideas for my stories? And so how do I come up with ideas for my stories in Gumroad Audio? Do you know what I do? I just sit and I fantasize, and I listen to other people posting on GWA, and I see how it inspires me and what it makes me think. And yeah, I think my healthy imagination is very, very useful whenever it comes to thinking up ideas for Gumroad Audio. I have plenty of ideas that I've kind of generated myself now, and I generally try to release something every couple of days, so I mean, I have plenty to keep me going for the next wee while. So yeah, so that's how I do it. Just imagine and fantasize and listen to other people on Gumroad Audio. What do I enjoy hearing in GWA? Just anything that's genuine. If you've ever watched porn and you look at kind of stuff and you think, this is just clearly two people here, professional actors, doing this. This is not sexy whatsoever. It does nothing for me. It's literally just two people grinding their bodies together, and it's just awful. That's the same sort of concept that I have in Gumroad Audio. It's like, if you're not actually enjoying it, if you're just doing it to record something to put out there, it doesn't really do much for me. But if you're genuinely having fun and you sound passionate and you sound enthusiastic and you sound like there is a need, there's a, like a physical, primal, sexual need in behind there to just keep going and to just experience, you know, what your body is feeding back to you, that I enjoy hearing that on Gumroad. In terms of actual subjects of things that I like to hear and topics, things I like to hear women beg a little bit. I like to hear women who aren't afraid to be assertive. I like to hear sensuality. I like to hear, along with that kind of whole begging thing, that just kind of desperate need of, I just need to fucking come just so badly. That is pretty friggin' sweet. Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, just anything that's real and just, yeah, passionate. That's what I like to hear. Would I rather fuck the recently deceased Margaret Thatcher or Prince Charles, and Prince Charles is pitching, and why? Thanks very much to the person who asked that question. So would I rather have sex with a deceased octogenarian woman or a kind of past retirement age man with giant ears? It would have to be Prince Charles, I'm sorry. I just couldn't fuck a dead woman. I just couldn't. I mean, like, I know some of you are probably going, well, why? Why could you not have sex with a dead person's body? But, you know, unfortunately, I'm just a bit weird like that. So, yeah, Prince Charles, come here, big lad, because you and me have a hot date, apparently. So that's it. oh, no. when you fap, where do you come? When I fap, I generally come on my chest and or stomach and or hand. And with what do you clean yourself? Generally, I will actually just lick a lot of it and swallow it myself. I will generally lick some off my hand, but the rest is mostly just have to be cleaned up by tissue or towel or whatever's to hand. So yeah, ladies, if the thought of me basically swallowing my own cum is exciting for you, then there you go, there's a little bit of fantasy realised. Alright, here's this question. Okay, so I feel like I need to set up for this one. Right, one day you're walking through the forest and you're overtaken by a beautiful fairy. She can tell from your pheromones that you're a highly virile and sexualized man. She's right there. She explains that she needs your help. She is Gaia, and she is in charge of ensuring the balance of the ecosystem. There are several species that are critically endangered, and she struggles to get the male animals to mate with the females. She would like to transform you into a male of one of her species, of one of the species, for a day to breed with the females, and in exchange you can fuck her afterwards. She's smoking hot and a fairy, so you can probably fuck in the air and all kinds of crazy shit. Do you do it? Hell yeah. And do you pick to be, out of the five options, 1, a black rhino, 2, a South China tiger, 3, a Sumatran elephant, 4, a blue whale, or 5, a giant panda, and why? Okay. Well, I would probably choose, well, first of all, I think the options are blue whale, not so much, not very sexy, Sumatran elephant, no, probably you're getting struck off the list. Black rhino, they are pretty horny. No, okay, I'll just answer the question now. Yeah, black rhino, yeah, no thanks. South China tiger or giant panda? Right, it's between these two. So it could be the giant panda, because with how crazily my sex drive has increased over the past sort of month or so, I would make sure that all the lady pandas were never ever unsatisfied, and I would repopulate the world with pandas. Or the South China tiger. Tigers having sex is, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but like the male tiger like mounts the female and like bites her neck and all. There's something I kind of like about biting, to be honest. That's, yeah, that's pretty hot. I can do with a little bit of biting in my sexual encounters. I think, well, yes, it has. It's happened a couple of times before with an ex, and yeah, the biting thing was pretty cool. So I think it's probably going to have to go to the South China tiger, because yeah, of the biting and the just get stuck in that sexy lady tiger. So next question. Yeah, here's one that references my previous Q&A, the Proustian questionnaire one. You said you've never actually gone all the way. Is this something you've refused to do? And if yes, is there a specific reason? Yes, I have refused to do it. I've been offered actual penetrative sex with ex-girlfriends before, and I have turned them down. And the reason for doing so is because I'm actually a practicing Christian. Now some of you may go, hold on a fucking second. 1, your language, B, no, 1, B, what? 1, your language, 2, your sexy postings on GWA, 3, you're just a horny beast, 4, 5, 6, whatever. Yeah, do you know what? It doesn't really matter, because I kind of believe, like, do you know what? I don't know, just for me, I didn't really want to get into this, but I will. My relationship with God is more of a, do you know what, that will outlive any sort of sexual things that I do. So it doesn't really matter what I do, because I still have a relationship with him and he has a relationship with me. And, yeah, so that's part of the reason, but also part of the reason is because I want to remain a virgin until I do get married, and then come my wedding night as well, I will be able to give my virginity to my wife on my wedding night, and it'll be like the best wedding present ever, because I'll be able to share this experience with her that I've never shared with anyone. And I think there's something really just intimate and awesome about that. So it's something that's important to me. And even though, you know, I could have lost my virginity several times over by now, that kind of that principle and that idea and that, I guess, fantasy as well, is more important than the thought of losing my virginity and just getting my rocks off. So that's the reason why. How often do Gomwild Audio ladies ask for a private one-on-one session on Skype? I've had a couple of people ask me for a Skype session. It just hasn't transpired at all, because, first of all, time zones are a bitch, and also, it just hasn't seemed to work out, just kind of getting scheduling and right and everything, so, it has, people have asked me, but, people are generally content with, you know, messaging me back and forth, and there's a couple of people who I consider friends, you know, through meeting them through GWA, and actually have a, you know, kind of email address that I use just for my Gomwild Audio stuff, so they have that, and we'll just kind of like chat back and forward and stuff, and a lot of it isn't even sexual, it's just kind of generally how you getting on with your day, and I hope things are going fine, and how is your partner, and this sort of stuff. Skype doesn't happen, but I do message people backwards and forth quite a lot, and that's nice, just to kind of know that you can have friends outside of the whole sexual nature of GWA. It is potentially something that just the ladies have to deal with. Sorry to whoever asked that question, but gonna disappoint you on that one. Will I ever do a submissive audio? Do you know what? The thought of doing a submissive audio does actually very much intrigue me. But I think that the nature of submissive audios are that submissive audios are, by their nature, reactive rather than proactive. So I would really need somebody to kind of lead and dominate in order for me to react and be submissive. And I would definitely be up for it. I mean, I would definitely be up for doing some kind of response or collaboration or something, probably shouldn't have said that because I'll now get inundated with requests, but I say inundated, I'll probably get like two, but yeah. So in essence, yes, I would be willing to do a submissive audio, but it would require somebody else to do the dominant audio on the other side of it. So yeah, so if anybody would be up for that, and I'm sure there will be many people, then I don't know, make a post and or message me and we'll see where we can go. What things from your wish list on the post about increasingly bold PM post have you actually received? What things from your wish list on the post have you actually received? So this is the one on the post that I talked about, the orange envelope one. Out of all those things that I mentioned, so things like just people kind of sexy messages back and forth, pictures or videos, out of all those things that I have talked about, what have I actually received? The answer is actually all of them at one point. I have received a couple of videos, which was enjoyable, but it's one of those very kind of one of those very kind of private things, I guess, and a lot of people don't want to go to that stage, which is totally understandable, and it's a big thing for somebody to do that, so thank you for any videos that have been sent. I'm not going to be encouraging people to send me that sort of stuff. It was purely fantasy at the time that I recorded that. So please don't feel obligated or like it's necessary to send me any photos or video or even messages. It's just kind of, you know, it's just nice to even know that people are listening and just even go, that was really good, thanks. So yeah. And what's the creepiest PM you've received? What's the creepiest private message you've received? I haven't actually received ones that are that creepy. They've all actually been, anybody who's private messaged me or messaged me, you know, sent, put a comment on a video, on a recording, they've all been quite normal and quite sweet. It's just been nice. I haven't had any people who are extremely mentally unbalanced, or stalkerish, because I've had my fair share of stalkers in the past. It seems quite normal, really, to be honest. So, I've been quite lucky in that regard. I haven't had anybody who said, I want to cut your skin off and wear it like a coat. So that's always nice. So yeah. And that looks like it's actually it. That looks like it's all of the questions. So thank you very much to everybody who sent in questions. I very much appreciate it. I hope you guys have enjoyed hearing all the A, ridiculous questions that people have asked, and B, my ridiculous answers to those. Thank you very much. I hope you appreciate just all the work that everybody actually does in Gonwell.io. I want to say thank you to everybody who does post. I listen to pretty much every recording that comes out, and I try to comment on most of them. So you'll probably see me around pretty regularly, around everywhere. Thank you to everybody who comments and upvotes and listens to my posts. It is very much appreciated. So thank you. Thank you for taking the however long to listen. Nearly 55 minutes to listen. And yeah, I hope you've enjoyed it. And I will see you sometime soon. Whenever I send out my next recording in the next day or two. So yeah, have fun and bye.